Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
When I've met with men and women of the military, what they describe to me is that everything they're taught in the military is about honesty, integrity, a chain of command, and having that trust amongst the men and women who are serving. And what Don't Ask, Don't Tell fundamentally does is make those men and women who are gay lie about who they are, who they love, what's most important to them, what they do in their free time, and it's a corroding effect.
New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, she was one of the leaders in getting the Senate to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and that was her talking on our program the other week before the historic act of the Senate on Saturday afternoon. And, you know, we could talk about policy till we're blue in the face, but sometimes you have to talk about emotion, and this is one of those moments. It is not every day that Congress passes a historic piece of civil rights legislation, and Saturday was one of those days, an unforgettable day for so many people watching this chapter in American history be put to rest after 17 years. The Senate voted to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell, 65-31, including 8 Republican votes. So our phones are open first today for any gays and lesbians who want to call in and tell us, what does this repeal mean to you? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. You can also tell us if you plan to enlist, but we realize being allowed in the military doesn't mean you want to be in the military, but I think that's beside the point today. Gays and lesbians, call up and just mark the moment. Did you stop your day on Saturday and watch the floor vote on C-SPAN or CNN? What are the words? What are the emotions for you right now? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or you can post to our politics website, itsafreecountry.org. And as your calls are coming in, retired Navy Commander Beth Coy joins us. Among other things, she grew up somewhat as a childhood friend of John McCain before they both went on to become naval officers. Last spring, General Coy edited a book called We Are Family Too, a book of 37 letters written by former or retired military personnel who are gay or lesbian. Commander Coy, welcome back to WNYC.
Oh, thank you, Brian. I really appreciate you having me on.
And how do you feel today? How are you feeling over the weekend watching this unfold?
Well, it was a thrilling moment for me, almost hard to believe. As you said, I was in the Navy way back when, 50 years ago, would you believe, I joined the Navy. And at the end of that year, I became aware, you know, gradually became aware that I am a lesbian, and served for over 20 years as a closeted lesbian. And then, as you say, I've been working on the issue for 15, 20 years. And so Saturday was momentous. I got up early. I'm in Oregon. And my Senator Wyden came on at about 6:30 our time to the floor. He has been a fighter just as and a leader, just as your Senator Gillibrand in particular has joined the fight and joined the call. And it was thrilling. So, and I never had a call from my senator, but after the vote, Ron Wyden called me and thanked me for all the hard work, and that meant a lot to me because I've been working with his office, as others, I'm sure, on listening to you have.
And he called you.
He called me. I just and I cried, just as I'm practically crying now, because it's been a very special weekend with lots of phone calls and emails.
And yes, we'll hear from some of our listeners in just a second, but about the Senate, you know, once upon a time, let's say before 2008, David Brooks, the kind of centrist conservative New York Times columnist, used to write about an emerging centrist party in American politics, and he nicknamed it the McCain-Lieberman Party. And you'd never have known it from the commentary of the two men over the last few days. Listen.
And repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell is the right thing to do, whether you're liberal, conservative, Democrat, or Republican. It's consistent with the best American values.
I've heard from thousands of active duty and retired military personnel. I've heard from them. And they're saying, Senator McCain, it isn't broke, and don't fix it.
Lieberman and McCain on opposite sides on the Senate floor in the final debate over the weekend. Commander Coy, how do you explain your old friend, the one-time maverick, John McCain?
Well, Brian, I grew up in the Navy, and I understand the military and its conservatism. It is basically a conservative institution and attracts conservatives. And also, if you think about it, because of our policy of don't ask, don't tell, and before that, it was a quasi don't ask, don't tell, military just didn't discuss this subject. And you know, that's the way people change their views, as you know, being in your position. We listen, we educate each other as Americans, and we could not do that in the military. And therefore, the study showed, the Pentagon study showed, which we already knew, and that is that seniors aren't quite ready to do this. It's a matter of what you might say security issues versus equality and such. It really isn't a versus, because in this case we've proved, many studies have proved, it is not a matter of security. But that's what John McCain and others are saying, you know, it's going to damage our combat forces and so forth. So I understand his views. I don't accept them, and I hope that someday he will take off his blinders. He may not, and some of the others may not.
But, you know, it's not just the retired ones. The Marine Corps Commandant, General James Amos, just last week said Marines could die from this because they'll be distracted on the battlefield. To use those words, distracted and die. And I'm sure you disagree. But what kinds of scenarios do you think that Commander Amos has in mind there?
The Commandant, the General Amos?
Yes.
Well, again, he's coming from fear, and he fears that... and maybe it's, you know, for him it's a rightful fear that there's going to be anti-gay in his Marine Corps, and there's going to be emotions, and they're going to be bullying gay people if they come out. I think that's part of it. You know, that is somewhat true. However, it will not be true for very long, because our rules and regulations prevent bullying and prevent all that. So I do understand it, because, as I say, I grew up in the military, and I grew up where that's the way the military felt about women. You couldn't believe what they said about women going to sea or flying airplanes, let alone going on submarines, which is what we're doing now. My dad was a submariner. You know, they just it is different. Yes, it is different, women, but it's the same, isn't it? It's a matter of discrimination and not being willing to understand. So I try not to get angry. I don't think that's the answer. I think it's more keep, and this is what happened, Brian, keep talking and keep explaining, and that's our democracy. I did want to say, by the way, the reason this is so difficult is the very first gay person who was discharged from the military was in 1778 by George Washington himself. Mm. Yes. And so that's two I just added
on those,
up.
On those grounds, Washington used the word homosexual or something?
Well, something. I don't know. But it was because he was a homosexual, this person, 232 years ago.
Christopher.
So this is momentous. This is a momentous time.
It's not just
history.
17 years of don't ask, don't tell.
Exactly.
Christopher in New Haven, you're on WNYC. Hello, Christopher.
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to call in and talk about how happy I am about the repeal. I just was released from active duty in the Marine Corps on last Friday, December 10th, and I'm a sergeant in the Marine Corps. I've deployed. I've gone to Afghanistan. I've gone to Somalia. I've gone all over. And it was so relieving to hear that news. You know, I was up watching it with other Marines, mind you, who were very excited about the repeal as well, some of them who were gay and some of them who weren't. It's a big relief. Something that haven't been reported on are just some of the ways that policy really impacted your life while you're on active duty. Like if you go to Afghanistan, there's a system set up that you can communicate with your family, with your spouse. If something were to happen to you, the military has a system to communicate with people back at home. But if you're gay, you have to keep those people out of the loop on that. Of course, you can't put someone's name down. And if something happens to you while you're over there, there's nothing that can be done, and there's a lot of fear and anxiety around that issue. When you leave, you're just cut off. When you come back home, and they do like the homecoming arrival when you fly back in, your partner can't be there, and everyone else's family is there. It's really taxing, and it's kind of demoralizing too. When you get back home and you know, you're looking forward to people, and you know, you just have to kind of go do your own thing.
So the definition of tell was really broad.
Yeah, definitely. You can't put down your partner's name as your person that the family readiness officer should contact. That's just not the same. You have to put down the spouse, and even people's girlfriends, or more informal relationships were more recognized, recognized at all. You had to keep these things secret. You certainly couldn't have them show up. And also just maintaining a security clearance while you still have to lie and omit things about your personal life, and then keep track of those lies and omissions within your command. There were so many contradictions about the policy. It just was very taxing to keep track of all those lies and omissions. And what the policy does is it doesn't mean that people necessarily are going to go out and be like, okay, I'm gay to everybody they see. But it takes a lot of anxiety off the shoulders of people who are deploying around logistics like the ones I just described.
Chris, well said. And how long were you in the Marines?
I did 4 years.
4 years. And you managed to stay in the closet all that time as far as your colleagues were concerned.
I had a few who knew, like a handful of people who I knew, but it was very it was very difficult too, because you have functions. You know, the Marine Corps has a lot of traditions, and you have a lot of functions where you have to go with family and stuff, and, you know, we kind of become each other's family, but it's very difficult keeping that knowledge out of my command's hands, because any person could turn you in, and it doesn't take you saying, oh, I'm gay. It takes anyone turning you in before you've been discharged for that, so...
Chris, can I ask you one more thing? We have, and this is for everybody too, we have a thoroughly unscientific poll question on our politics website, itsafreecountry.org. And the question is, how smoothly do you think the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell will be over the next 5 years? A non-issue, rocky, but it'll work out, or very problematic and there'll be fierce resistance? How do you think it will go in the Marine Corps, Chris?
I think it will go completely smoothly, and I don't care what unit you're talking about, what infantry unit you're talking about in the Marine Corps, whether they're in Afghanistan right now, Camp Levenek, out in March, it doesn't matter. The way the culture of the Marine Corps is very top-down. People don't get to say, I don't like this policy. There are many Marines who probably would not like to see women serving in the Marine Corps. However, when the commanding officer, the wish of a commanding officer is the equivalent of a direct order, and Marines follow orders. That's why I thought it was very unseemly, and I can say this now that I got out last Friday. I thought it was very unseemly that General Amos, the commandant of the Marine Corps, came out and contradicted President Obama on his policy of repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell, because what he did, in effect, was contradict the Marine Corps' own policy of abandoning chain of command.
Really interesting. Christopher, thank you very much. Thank you for your service, and good luck in the transition to civilian life.
Thank you very much.
Wow. Beth Coy, how about that?
How about that? Well, Christopher, I appreciate your comments, and I totally support you. And thank you for your service. And as far as the commandant, Christopher was very kind as far as to the commandant, because unseemly, it bordered to me on insubordinate, you know, what the commandant did, given his superior's thoughts.
Weren't they supposed to say, the chiefs of the different services, weren't they supposed to say at that point what they thought the best thing
is? No, I don't think so. They can certainly say it amongst themselves, and often the Joint Chiefs disagree, but not necessarily publicly. That's how I took it and how I understood it. But another point that Christopher made, and I want to stress this, is family. We are family in the military. We are a military family. And it didn't feel to me and to Christopher that we could be part of the family as long as we had this discriminatory policy and attitude. And so, and I wanted to mention again what you said at the top of the hour. I and over 100 of us in the Military Outreach Committee prepared a document called We Are Family Too. You can Google it. It's on Google or Facebook, and it's 37 powerful letters of those of us former and retired gay vets who took the time to write our stories. These went to the Pentagon, and from there the Pentagon pointed across the river and say, you get that to the Capitol Hill and the White House, and we did. And I know those letters made a difference. If your audience would like to read them, they are online now, I'm proud and pleased to say. And
retired,
they're very
Retired Navy Commander Beth Coy. And Ricardo in Chelsea, you're on WNYC. Hello, Ricardo.
Oh, hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. I am a veteran from the 1990s Gulf War and also a gay person. I served before even Don't Ask, Don't Tell, all that stuff. And my colleagues, it always treated me well. So in a way, it was very hard to have to be in the closet, as everybody else is pointing out. But also, we lived the way, like, you know, everybody else lived. So part of me is extremely happy that this is happening now. It is certainly a big advance. But I also think we have to keep in mind that there's a lot more to go on. A lot of big, we shouldn't let the gay agenda just be the military or, like, gay marriage, because there are bigger, bigger issues that we should fight for.
Ricardo, thank you very much. How do you think, how smoothly do you think the integration will go?
I think it will go as well as it is implemented. If we take the steps that we took with desegregation, where commanders actually implemented the policy, then I think it will go really smooth. But if commanders just take the attitude, well, this is what the civilians are doing in Washington, then, you know, I don't know. So I really think it will depend on how it is implemented.
Ricardo, thank you very much. And again, listeners, for anybody, we have that thoroughly unscientific poll question on our politics website. It's freecountry.org. How smoothly do you think the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell will be over the next 5 years? A, it'll be a non-issue. B, it'll be rocky, but eventually work itself out. Or C, it'll be very problematic and meet with fierce internal resistance among the troops. Answer the thoroughly unscientific poll question at itsafreecountry.org. And I want to thank retired Navy Commander Beth Coy for joining us to talk about this.
You're welcome, Brian.
Congratulations on a policy that you've worked hard to change over the years, and your role in it. And again, that compilation of letters, We Are Family Too, 37 letters written by former or retired military personnel who are gay or lesbian, edited by Beth Coy. Beth, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you, Brian.
And in a minute, we will welcome the It's a Free Country All-Stars, bloggers Jamie Floyd, Solomon Kleinsmith, and Carol Markowitz. One of them was in the room when Don't Ask, Don't Tell was first enacted 17 years ago, and even personally tried to talk General Colin Powell out of it. We will get that story. Stay tuned.